out again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away.
Welcome once again to the Swan Financial Network. This is Planning Your Financial Future with Steph, where each week at this time on this very radio station, we offer guaranteed strategies to help ensure that when you retire, your money doesn't. Hello, Steph.
Well, good morning, Lou, and good morning to the eastern part of America and the rest of the world that's listening in on computer.
The eastern seaboard, that's right. Yeah.
The eastern seaboard for the most part, from from Maine, New Hampshire, all the way down to Florida.
Absolutely.
But I always look forward to your introduction for our program, Lou, and it means another week has gone by, which appears as if just a few days have gone by since our last broadcast.
Yeah, you don't know the half of it. The clock is spinning fast.
It's spinning fast for many, and you know it brings me to mind. Brings to mind that the earlier one plans, the better, if you will, particularly regarding retirement issues, and we'll get to some of those as we have our program today. And, of course, our program is, for several, many of our stations, a full hour, and for a few, a half hour. But I want to make sure I cover a couple of thoughts during the first half hour so we can reach all of our audience, to put it very simply. And this is Steph, your host of Planning Your Financial Future, bringing to you, now going into 46 years,
wow,
in my industry.
Yeah.
So speaking of time going by, quite frankly, and that's quite a haul, over four and a half decades now, and now 11 years and going into, I think, the 12th year on radio. So we're getting the word out there. People are responding. In fact, I just met this week with an older individual. Coincidentally, I had met him last year as a radio listener. We talked a bit, and we parted a bit company. I had provided some information, and he called me back, and he said, you know, I've been listening more intently. I think we need to speak now in more earnest. So you don't know, Lou. Sometimes people hear me for the first time. Sometimes they listen for a while, and sometimes a person's circumstance changes, and that triggers the reason to get together. But whatever they happen to be, I'm always receptive to meeting. And, of course, I'm your local financial practitioner who makes house calls. And unlike practitioners who do make house calls and charge a fee, I do not charge a fee for sitting down with people.
Can I amplify on what you're talking about? And just,
Go ahead.
I think one of the important things here is often with financial situations, it takes a crisis before someone reaches out. And I guess the key to this is to reach out and have a plan before the crisis hits.
Well, that's exactly right. So we can avert the crisis.
Right.
And what kind of crises might occur? Suddenly someone realizes, you know, I had X money. I have 20 or 30 years to go in retirement, and I'm starting to spend it down faster than I thought.
Right.
That's one hell of a crisis that sometimes you don't realize until you kind of get a handle on it. You don't realize it initially because things tend to be going all right. You're using whatever the asset is, and suddenly it starts to depreciate, and you say, wait a minute, how can I rely on this to give me all the years of income that I'm going to need, and if married, to my surviving spouse? Or there's been a correction in the market and someone realizes, I've been too reliant on the stock market, and as a result, either the foreshadowing of a correction or hearkening back to something like 2008 when it did occur and literally impacted tens of millions of people who didn't have time to wait for the resultant market run-up, if you will.
Right. Well, so, there are all kinds of crises. There's,
oh, all kinds, absolutely.
You know, a daughter divorces and moves back home or...
Anything like that.
Unexpected things. It's nice to have a plan in place that helps. A health crisis, you know, an injury.
A chronic care, any issue like that. So those are the concerns that people have. They don't always have them in mind, But they are; those are life events.
Or your retirement comes 5 years earlier than you anticipated.
And you don't. Yes.
You know, you're in your early 60s and you lose a job, and it's like, well, what do I do now? Do I try to get another job and work a little? And, you know, you gotta have plans in place. You gotta understand.
And you know, Lou, speaking of that, I've had calls, not every call related to what I'm going to mention now, but enough of them, where they say, you know, I may have to retire earlier than I thought, or my company was just bought out, and I know I'm going to have not the 3 or 4 more years of employment I thought, but I've got the pink slip, and I'm likely to go by the end of the year. What do I do?
Right.
And that's when I really enjoy going to work, because I can assuage people. I can take care of all of their concerns, because often if they have accumulated assets, 401k, or otherwise, we can now turn, and often we can do this even earlier than someone thought, and create the income that people need, even if it's a bit earlier than anticipated, and make sure that they're going to have that guaranteed, that security of guaranteed lifetime income, even if it needs to be triggered a bit earlier.
But isn't it even better when you get the phone call from a customer and they say, oh, God, you know, the company's downsizing, the company got sold, I'm probably going to be out soon, it's a little early and I expect to retire, and you say, all right, we're okay. We have some stuff in place.
We
did some planning. You know, we're okay.
Or as I've mentioned on occasion over the past year, because within months I've had husbands and wife, well, let me clarify this, older couple clients, and they weren't particularly older, quite frankly, where both husbands died within months of each other, and it left two widowed clients.
Right.
And I could get back to each of them and have done so and literally said, don't worry. And then they could see that in the planning that we had done.
Right.
And in some instances, there were IRAs that we were able to get to the surviving spouses, both female spouses, create the income that they needed so that they didn't have to worry going forward. We can never, obviously, mitigate the emotional loss. That's always going to be there.
Right.
And I see it when I visit each of them, and I try to do so periodically now just to provide a little support. But at least from a financial standpoint, Lou, they don't have to worry going forward.
How satisfying is that? That must be an incredibly rewarding phone call. You can say, you know, just take care of what you need to take care of. The money part's okay. We've planned for this.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. To put it very simply. Yeah. In any case, I wanted to, you know, often with the planning that we do, you can have your cake and eat it too. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds like too good
to be true, Seth.
Yeah, and I was just about to say there.
Yeah.
The other concern is, And why sometimes, and I've been told this by a few callers, you know, what you talk about, it sounded too good to be true. And you know, Lou, it really is.
It's not too good to be true.
It is true, because we do not make any either assertions or statements or bring forward planning examples unless we know that we can provide them and that we have the big carriers behind us to make sure that all of the contractual obligations are going to be met. An example, if you will, and I'll try to do this very briefly. I'm going to try to do something briefly. Yeah, good luck, Steph. Anyway, life insurance for legacy planning and using the life insurance death benefit for long-term care or chronic illness if that should occur in the future. Now, why am I bringing this up? Well, normally, if someone wants a traditional long-term care coverage for assisted living, for in-home care,
right,
for nursing home, they're going to pay a premium, and usually, Lou, as we've discussed, an increasing premium periodically. And if you stay healthy enough and don't use the long-term care benefit, one will have paid during one's lifetime tens of thousands of dollars, and guess who made out with that one?
The insurance company.
The insurance company,
yeah.
Exactly. Now, if we use life insurance, if you stay healthy and then you die, the heirs get it all income tax-free, multiples of what you've paid in as a life insurance premium, And it's going to do someone good, the grandchildren, the children, maybe a church or charity if you don't have children, if you will. And that's when you die, the heirs get it all. And it's going to be income tax free. And you benefit as well, because while you are alive, should you need long-term care or you have a chronic illness, you're going to be able to spend down that either all or part of that life insurance benefit during your life, income tax-free, for the long-term care issues that you may have, whether it's assistance at home, whatever the case might be. So, in other words, instead of paying a traditional long-term care premium, which will increase each year, and there's the potential that you will have paid it and never had the use of it or get the benefit out of it, we can use life insurance with its special chronic illness care benefits now, so that either you benefit or your heirs, your children, or grandchildren will benefit, or both of you will benefit, and it will go to each. So does that sound too good to be true? Well, it is true, to put it very simply.
That's leveraging. We love leveraging.
We love leveraging.
Making the same money serve several purposes, and it acts like more money.
Lou, very briefly, and I think I did that fairly briefly, should I give a brief example of how that might work, our classic example?
Yes, I like that.
Okay, I know you do, and I do too. And by the way, I'm going to use an IRA, but you don't have to. It could be from any other asset. Let's assume someone's age 65, they have a $150,000 IRA, and they indicate, I want to keep it together for the grandkids. I don't necessarily need it for income, or I don't think I will in the future. Well, we can create an income from that IRA, and after taxes, so it's not costing anything out of the pocket of the individual, we can create a $400,000 income tax-free life insurance death benefit that will go to the grandkids or whomever else they wish. Now, that's cost them nothing out of their pocket, literally, with the special planning that we do. And then, if that person stays healthy and they have a good long life and they die, the kids get the IRA, which is taxable, but they also get the $400,000 life insurance benefit, income tax-free. How's that for leveraging $150,000into what will end up being over $500,000 for the grandkids?
It sounds too good to be true, and it is. It's true.
It's true. And if during the lifetime of the individual, one of two things happen. If they have a chronic illness, long-term care issue, they can start spending down that $400,000 for use during their lifetime for their long-term care, to give them the care that they need or whatever it might be. And the other thing that might occur, maybe they misplanned a little bit, Lou, and now they do need that IRA to start giving them some of the income that they didn't think they needed. We'll create the income stream to them, and they'll still have a bit of life insurance benefit remaining for the heirs.
Mm.
So the point is, what we plan, we can also be flexible, and we can give people their cake, and they can eat it too. Despite the fact that it's a trite expression, it still states what we can do often with most of the planning that we provide.
And it sounds like that program generates a lot of the phone calls we talked about with your clients, where it's like, it's okay. We've got a plan in place. We can deal with that.
Exactly. You know, we're using leverage. We're up at the plate. And we talked about this last week, I think, when we used the baseball analogy.
Yes.
And you'll never strike out. How would you like to be playing baseball and know that you'll always be at the plate?
You'll never lose.
You'll never lose.
Yeah.
So, anyway, a little bit, I wanted to reinforce that. And again, if people are saying, wait a minute, either I've heard it before, Steph, or I'm just tuning in and I just heard it for the first time, if you want more information, you who are listening, you can reach me through two means. My website, incomeforlifeplanning.com. By the way, it has been upgraded and enhanced a bit, Lou. And right away, people can download immediately for no fee, no obligation, my book, The Swan Portfolio, Strategies and Concepts to Allow People That that they truly can SWAN, sleep well at night. And that's available. That's the first thing people will see. And as they scroll down, they will see you and me in the studio, and they can access the white papers, the important papers, all of that. But they can reach me through IncomeForLifePlanning.com, all one word, or simply our toll-free number, 1-877-720-9500. That's 877-720-9500. And, of course, we'll give it, make sure that we don't run out of time, and I'm able to give it, okay?
Yep.
A little bit later in the program.
It's not the first thing they'll see, though. The first thing they'll see is the lovely little palm tree that made it through the renovation.
Exactly. That's
palm,
still there.
The palm tree.
The little palm tree and the sun in the background.
Yep.
Well, here's a question for everybody. Can you afford retirement?
Mm.
That's an interesting question, isn't it?
Yeah. No.
And, Lou, here's what's very sad. When the general public prepares for retirement, some typically just cross their fingers and hope for the best. That's called guessing, by the way.
Right.
And, you know, the reality is this may work once in a blue moon, another trite expression, but appropriate. It usually doesn't work out, and most will simply run out of assets and run out of income. And that's the reality, unfortunately. So we talked about this, and you brought it forward at the outset of the program, Lou. You need a plan.
Right.
People need a strategy that they can control, and to mitigate the risk and eliminate all the volatility that's out there that can severely impact most people's retirement assets. And people need guarantees that what they want to achieve will be there. They need certainties. They need guarantees, not guesswork. And having said that, what are you doing about your orphan 401k and IRAs? Are you receiving the statements and just letting them pile up, knowing that, well, I've got something. I'm not sure what it's doing. I don't need it now. Whatever it is, and I'll get to it at some point. You know, you need to corral them. You need to review. You need to put them into a format that going forward, they're not going to lose value, but will just continue, if there's growth to get, will continue to get that growth and lock it in and let those 401ks, IRAs, or other retirement assets be worth something to you in the later years. And speaking of 401ks, Lou, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring this up again. If those of you who are listening, if you are currently employed and you're at least 59 and a half years of age, and Lou, this has become a hot issue of late, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
If you are at least 59 and a half years of age and you are participating in a 401k, and given that the market has reached historic highs, how would you like to explore locking in those high values of your 401k, turning them into an IRA, still getting growth from the market, eliminating all the future risk, all the future volatility, and creating a pension from your new IRA and creating an income when you need it and want it that you will never outlive? This is the time to take action for that, quite frankly.
Right.
So think about that. We are at the peak of the market. And how long will it last? No one knows. But you can take all those gains, put them into an IRA that you control. Oh, and by the way, this is not a taxable event. You know, Lou, the reason I bring that up, because on occasion someone will say, and understandably so, well, what if they might think, well, I really have to wait until I fully retire and I have to keep it as a 401k. No, you don't.
Hmm.
You can take action. You can control it. You can eliminate the future risk. Take all the volatility out of your retirement asset. And when you do this, it is not triggering a taxable event. You will now have a tax-deferred IRA that you control that will still get growth linked to the market. You will not lose what you have, not only in terms of the asset plus future growth. And as importantly, not most importantly, as importantly, you will now be able to create a pension for the rest of your life, and if you're married, for the life of your survivor. And as a former headmaster used to say that I still remember from maybe 50-plus years ago or more, a word to the wise is sufficient. Take due notice thereof and govern yourself accordingly.
I'd like to go back to your comment about in what you're essentially saying was take some winnings off the table. Market's high. It's doing good.
That's right. That's right.
Secure some of those winnings, I guess, would be the more important. You know, in poker, you put them in your pocket and secure them. We're not talking about doing that. We're talking about securing them with some growth. But my question I want to ask people to try to get them uncomfortable enough to make you to make a phone call to you. What's your window on retirement? In other words, take the amount of years before you expect to retire and then add the first 5 years of retirement on top of that. So whatever that number is, and everybody's thinking in their own head, whatever that number is, how many years until retirement and 5 years after that. Now I'm going to ask you, what do you think the odds are that there's going to be a correction in the market within that window? And how comfortable are you with that?
Okay. Those are very valid questions.
Yeah, and it helps this is put what everything we're talking about here.
It helps put everything in perspective. And actually, you're speaking now and addressing those approaching retirement, if you will, that are in the retirement red zone. What about the millions and millions and millions who are already in retirement?
Oh, yeah.
And so the same... Who can afford at least, because they don't have time for any makeup, as little as time that they would have if you're pre-retirement and you're fully in the market, and the market takes another 2008 a dip, if you will. Well, 40% is not a dip, but that's one heck of a drop, to put it very simply.
Wow, what a disaster that would be. And as I keep telling you, there's someone around you who retired just before or just after 2008. Go look at the pain in their eyes when you bring up 2008, and then you should be thinking about, you know, avoiding the same type of situation.
Or the stories I've heard who wanted to retire in 2008 and were forced to continue working, quite frankly.
Right.
Not that, you know, one can say, well, they were working, they were fortunate enough. But yes, and many who took the drop and didn't stay in and missed the resulting market run-up and the impact it's going to have on the rest of their lives, quite frankly.
Right.
So why, you know, speaking of all of that, Lou, why should people, and here we get back to it sounds too good to be true, and you can have your cake and eat it too, why should people continue to have to put up with the risk, the volatility, the fluctuations of the market? We still need the market for growth. We can, and we utilize the growth of it, if you will, for our strategies when we have available the proven strategies. And that's why people are calling each week and availing themselves and of directing their assets on which they're going to rely for the rest of their life into proven strategies and programs that eliminate the risk, eliminate the volatility, but only provide certainty and guarantee going forward.
Or as you presented on shows on occasion, and I bring it up again now, listen, you insure your car, you insure your home.
Perfect.
You insure your life. These are important things. Your retirement assets, your retirement financial plan is a very important thing. Do you have any insurance for it?
I'm so pleased you brought that up. I did not have that in mind. That's right. We've talked about that. People insure their items of greatest value, their life. Not their life per se, but the human life value that a life represents. You insure your home even if you don't have a mortgage on it. You're not forced to do so, but you have it. You have insurance on your home because it would be a financial disaster if you lost it. You insure your car for liability purposes. And by the way, speaking of that, a quick little note, make sure almost everyone out there in radio land has what's called umbrella liability coverage. If you want more information on that, you can let me know or call me, and even if that's the only thing you want to hear about, I'll fill you in. You need to speak to whoever's handling your homeowners and your auto insurance. Umbrella liability. Speaking of umbrellas, let's get to your retirement assets and your savings. Don't you want to have an umbrella over them and insure them so that whatever occurs economically, to the stock market, geopolitical events, it's not going to impact you. You will care, but you won't have to worry and care about what impact it's having on eroding your assets and your income. And that's the reality of it. Lou, how close are we on our first half?
A little over 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, in our second half, I'm mentioning this for those few stations that have to part company, if you will. We're going to talk about a little-known section of the IRS known as Section 7702. Ever heard of it?
Oh, yeah. I've got a pillow at home. It's embroidered on my pillow.
Well, most people have not.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about Section 7702, and for the younger savers out there who will be able to have what amounts to a king-size, colossal Roth IRA-like program that ultimately not only mitigates risk and eliminates volatility, but will create substantial retirement income, income tax-free.
Oh, I like it.
I knew you'd like it, and I'm going to give you an actual live client example, if you will.
By the way, that income tax-free in retirement, more and more important every day.
Every day, because despite current administration looking to lower taxes, ultimately, I feel, and many do, they will have to increase.
Yeah, because the national debt is increasing day after day after day after day.
One way or another.
Pressure on taxes, right?
Absolutely. So we will come back and talk about Section 7702.
All right, contact information. Website,
contact information. Phone. Again, you want to reach out to me very quickly? Oh, very quickly, yes, reach out to me. But also to give it to you very quickly, our toll-free, after a few brief message, leave a message, 877-720-9500. That's 877-720-9500. And the website, you need to visit it. Income, F-O-R, IncomeForLifePlanning.com. That says it all. Lou, we'll be right back with the balance of our program for the majority of our stations.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know.
Concerned about outliving your income? Concerned about the risk and volatility of the markets? Not sure what to do in order to protect yourself? Call 877-720-9500. That's 877-720-9500. Speak with Steph about solutions, about planning your financial future. Call 877-720-9500. Call today. Let us help you plan your financial future.
It is the second half of Planning Your Financial Future with Steph here on the Swan Financial Network. Just one or two of the stations leave the network at the half-hour mark, and we get to delve into things a little bit deeper here. This tax issue is something that I don't think a lot of people are planning.
No, they're not. You know, we know we need to pay taxes. Those of us who earn income during our income-earning years, we're accustomed to paying taxes. And then most people are accustomed to paying taxes in retirement. And quite frankly, probably paying more taxes in retirement because there are lesser deductions that people can have. Mortgage interest, if you don't have a mortgage, you can't deduct that. Children have grown for the most part at that point.
Right.
So you have less deductions, but you still need income in retirement.
I wanted to bring that up because that's the biggest misconception, I think, that people work with in retirement. It's going, well, I want to put off taxes because I'll be paying less taxes as a senior in retirement because I'll have less income.
Mm-hmm.
The fact of the matter is there's many reasons that you just laid out that under the current tax code you might be paying as much or more taxes, but the taxes are going up. We're at historically low tax rates here. The national debt is historically high. These two things can't continue to coexist.
No, because they're going in divergent directions.
Yeah.
And if you look at a chart, our economic underpinnings are not strong yet. So people need to take the steps to protect. Well, how can you take one step people can take, the younger individuals? I'm not speaking now or addressing someone who's got just a few years to retirement or someone who is already retired, Lou. So what we're going to talk about, this section 7702, since it's on your pillow and you know about it. Anyway, chuckle, chuckle. It's a very...
I made it on a tattoo, but I went with the pillow.
Okay. You opted not.
Yeah.
And it has to do with the silent partner in one's retirement plan. And really, the silent partner are taxes, of course.
Yes.
That most people don't know that, you know, feel that, well, it's always going to be there. We can't do anything about it. The reality is we can do something about it. And this is particularly the section 7702 is geared to the younger listener, if you will, 35, 40, 45 or so, or earlier. Or for those who are listening who may know of or be a relative of someone who's younger. And it's particularly geared, quite frankly, to, well, first of all, this is a totally income tax-free retirement plan, but it also does something else. It insures the retirement plan or insures the assets to the family should that individual die prematurely. And I'll get to that in a little bit. So when we talk about leverage, when you see the leverage here, and I think you'll be impressed.
Yes.
And if you're not, Lou, I want you to tell me even on radio. How's that?
Sure.
Okay. Because we don't hold anything back. You know, as always stated, the earlier you plan, the better. And again, as I said, this section 7702 is primarily for the younger business owner, the professional, or the well-compensated employee, quite frankly. And what it is, it essentially is like a king-size Roth IRA-like strategy. With a Roth IRA, you don't get a deduction for your contributions, but all the growth and all of the income in the future is totally income tax-free under current federal law. And unlike the traditional Roth IRA, Lou, where you have to take a required distribution at age 70 and a half,
mm-hmm.
you do not, under a Roth, have to take a distribution if you don't want to.
Right.
So either you or your heirs or whoever is beneficiary will receive the proceeds income tax-free. However, with a Roth, if you earn too much money, you can't participate. And if you can participate, you're limited really to a very few $1,000, you know, $5,000, $6,500, maybe a bit more per year in contribution. So you're limited. I'm going to talk about now an unlimited contribution Roth IRA-like program that works, to put it very simply. And, you know, again, we talked about where will taxes likely be in the future. I think most people would understand that it's going to be higher. And there is a silent partner to one's retirement plan. By the way, it's called Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
And he wants his tax dollars when they're due.
Yeah, I don't know how silent he is, but he's a partner.
Well, he's a partner. And he is silent until the taxes are due.
Yeah.
And then he, you know, he's silent no longer. And we have most people participating in 401k IRAs. Obviously, we can't escape that. And we do the best that we can once someone is participating in them. We, as I said, I think, it, not I think, but in the earlier first section of the program, in a 401k, let's turn it into an IRA. If you're employed and 59 and a half plus years of age, let's lock in where the gains are to date so you don't lose them. Let's turn it into a pension plan. Let's do the best we can with what you have, to put it very simply.
Mm-hmm.
But what makes the Roth so great, as I said, that you pay taxes today and then take the money out tax-free in retirement. But again, as I said, there's a problem with the Roths, particularly the Roth IRAs. You have contribution limits, and you have a phase out. If you earn too much money, you can't participate. So there's the Roth 401k, which is also a good option, but many employers, quite frankly, Lou, and the rest of our listeners, do not offer the Roth 401ks. And by the way, if for those that do, you still have high earners, high income earners, who max out their contributions. They want to contribute more, but they can't.
Right.
So How about this vaulted, little do people know about it, Section 7702 retirement plan? Most people never heard of it, but here's how it works. You deposit after-tax money just like a Roth. Clear so far?
Yes.
Okay. There's no contribution limits. There's no income phase-out. And when you access the money later, you do so tax-free. That's the 7702.
Interesting.
Okay?
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good. Would you agree?
Yes.
Guess what it's called?
What?
Life insurance.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And it's spelled out right in Section 7702 of the tax code. But it's a very specific cash accumulation life insurance that you use to fund this particular strategy, quite frankly. And I won't get into the details of what contract we use, but the point is you can now have a king-size Roth IRA without the income limits, without the phase-out limits. And I want to give you an actual case example. Are you ready, Lou?
Yes.
We've got this is a client, a successful business owner, age 35. And by the way, when I initially came up with this and showed it, he said, "Steph, I'm even going to put some of my key managers into this program."
Nice.
Because, and I'm glad I brought that forward,
yeah,
before giving you the actual example, because this same program can be a retention tool for your key people.
Yeah,
think about that.
Right.
What's the issue that, you know, you have a key individual, a manager, a key employee who's responsible for either running the operation or bringing in sales, whatever it might be, and if that person, he or she, is successful enough, he or she may be courted by another company.
Right.
Well, if you provide enough incentive, why are they going to look elsewhere? So this can also be a key person, and it can be done selectively, Lou. That's the key here. What I'm suggesting, what I'm offering here, is often when you look at benefits for employees or key individuals, you have to, if you include one, you often have to include all.
Right.
So that precludes a lot of people from a lot of employers who want to do something from doing anything. Well, what I'm going to offer now can be done to almost any amount, large or small, but it can be done selectively. So let me give you the quick example. We've got a successful business owner, age 35, and he said, "Steph, I want to put in $1,000 a month. That's $12,000 per year." So by doing so, by the way, you have to be reasonably another requirement. There's life insurance involved,
right.
So you have to be reasonably healthy.
Right.
Many people are at a young age. Once you get to an older age, then the health may not be as perfect. But in any case, so here he is putting $1,000 a month, just started. This goes back over the past year.
Right.
To give as an example, immediately now, he has insured his life for $1 million. So if he dies during this accumulation period at any time from now going forward, as of today, his family, his spouse, for his children, and for their and not only would the family get the value of the business, obviously, but there would also be $1 million income tax-free coming in the door if he doesn't make it coming in the front door on a particular day.
So there's
clear
an immediate
so far?
$1 million death benefit.
Immediately.
Yeah.
And by the way, the death benefit increases each year. I won't go into the detail of it. But
does.
Ultimately, the way this is structured, it starts at $1 million and increases each year. Okay. So the $1,000 goes in. And by the way, let me give you another benefit. What's the issue if someone's reasonably healthy and they have money to set aside? Everything's great. But what happens if a disability occurs and they're going to live a long life, but suddenly their earning power has been diminished or eliminated because they can't work?
That's immediate and deep jeopardy.
Yes.
For all the assets that have accumulated, their lifestyle going forward, that's disastrous.
Guess what? this $1,000 will continue to be made in the event of the disability of the individual.
So the insurance policy will stay in place. And
it will stay in place, the death benefit to the family, and what I'm going to give you now as far as the future income tax-free income benefit. So $1,000 a month going in, $1 million increasing to the family income tax-free if he doesn't make it. I'm talking he. It could be a she. It doesn't matter, male or female. I'm just giving you a real-life example of a client, if you will.
Yeah.
By age, and by the way, as the money accumulates, this can be used as an increasing accumulation account that he can use for the business expansion. It can be used for college expense, whatever is required. Unexpected emergencies that come up, Lou, there's access to it. So it's not as if money is being set aside and it's locked in with a key, if you will, you know, for later years.
That's so important, especially when you're planning, doing retirement planning this early. It's so important to have that fluidity and be able to get those assets.
You've got
if
it.
You need it.
I like that.
Yeah.
Two F words, fluidity, flexibility. How's that?
Right.
Okay. Now, here's what occurs, and I'll try to abbreviate now that I've kind of expounded maybe more than I needed to, but I want to get the word out there so people understand.
By the way, that fluidity and that access, that flexibility allows you to maximize this program because you know if something comes up and you do need the money, you have access to it.
That's right. Now, by age 66, this individual will have deposited a total of $372,000 for which a tax deduction has not been taken, but he knows that.
Right.
Okay. However, at the end of age 66, he's going to be able to take out an expected annual income tax-free of $95,000 per year as a supplemental income.
This is on a $12,000 annual contribution.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's expected that he will be able to take that $95,000 a year, and by the way, could be more, that $95,000 a year for the next 29 years all the way to age, actually, am I right, up to age 95.
Wow.
He will have put in $372,000, and Lou, he will have taken out nearly $3 million income tax-free.
Holy cow.
How's that?
Does the death benefit stay in place?
And the death benefit, there's a decreasing death benefit as you start taking out, let's say, that income.
Right.
But it's still, that's a very good question. There's still, in addition to that, a remaining death benefit. So that, let's assume he lived to 96, he had reasonably good health. And, of course, this is not the only income that this individual will have. It's a supplemental, but it's a pretty damn good one, quite frankly.
Yes, it is.
I guess it is. And even if he went all the way to in his 90s and took out nearly $3 million, there's still a few hundred, actually a couple of hundred thousand remaining as a tax-free death benefit to the family or legacy or whomever.
But here's the thing. As you get into your 90s, your kids are more established and you have less, life insurance becomes less of an issue. So this adapts to what you need in your lifestyle.
Well, exactly. But again, we're using life insurance, a special life insurance, as the vehicle to create this colossal, if you will, unlimited Roth IRA-like program for this individual.
Wow.
And by the way, talking about leverage, let's assume as he ages, one of two things is going to occur. He's going to stay healthy, continue to earn income, and then he's going to die at some point. Agreed?
Yeah, chances
are. I know, that's kind of down and dirty, so to speak.
Well, no, chances are it's going to happen, yeah.
Okay, yeah, very, very good chances.
Yeah.
Or at some point as he ages, he's going to have a chronic illness.
Yes.
Or there's going to be a long-term care event. Guess what? He now has a long-term care checkbook of well over $1 million to use. For, in other words, he can do one of two things. He can take out the income as an income stream, and he also has, call it, additional benefits for long-term care rolled into this program as well.
So this annual $12,000 contribution is providing a life insurance death benefit. It's providing life insurance coverage. It's providing long-term health care coverage. It's it's saving towards a retirement income. If that's
could be the, you know, there'll be Social Security likely.
Oh, sure.
There'll be sale of the business. We're looking at other ways to provide more income because
but
more income.
Under this example, $12,000 a year contribution turns into $95,000 annual income if that's what you need.
Isn't that significant? Think about that.
Of course it is. Yeah, but that $12,000 a year is doing all of these things at the same time.
And we've got principal guarantee. We've got the growth that's linked to the market. Remember, we do need the stock market for growth. But what we're doing is similar to our other strategies that we discuss. We're eliminating the risk and the volatility. And when earnings are gained, if there are earnings to get, we lock them in. And when the market drops in this program, guess what? The account does not drop.
Right.
It holds steady. So when the market recovers, we start recovering. So we can look forward to this accumulation, this future income, with a lot more certainty than most plans allow, to put it very simply.
Right.
And not only that, Lou, assuming he stays healthy and the business continues and the income continues, this program will continue. We'll be able to fund it. Well, what if that disability occurs at some point going forward, whether it's next year or 10 years from now? This benefit, this program is still going to be there under this special disability completion feature.
So you've got life insurance, disability insurance.
Well, disability in the sense of completing the pension plan, if you will.
Oh, completing the pension plan, right.
Right.
But, see, this is a $12,000 annual contribution that provides, that does, it works like a lot more money, a ton more money.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm giving this example. It doesn't have to be $1,000 a month. There are clients that are putting in more than
right.
that. If someone says, you know, I'm young enough, I'd like to explore this, I realize the Roth is the way to go because taxes will be more in the future. I'll forego the tax savings in the early years to make sure everything's tax-free. But I'm not in the capacity at the moment to put in the $1,000 a month, using that as an example. You can do it with far less. And not only that, Lou, speaking of that, this program is adaptable, speaking about fluidity and flexibility, that as your income situation improves, you can dump and put more money in the future. So it's not just, okay, I'm starting out at $200 a month, $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month, and stay with it. It will adapt, and we can set it up to accommodate additional future contributions. Oh, and something else that just occurred to me, and it just slipped out, but yes. Let's assume things are going well, Lou, and everything's fine, but you and or your business have an off year.
Yes.
That can happen, correct?
Sure.
You can skip the contributions. Hopefully they'll be able to be made up in the future, and so you don't lose ground. But there's even fluidity and flexibility in that regard, that even if things occur unexpectedly, and you know, when things occur unexpectedly, not only might you not be able to make contributions, but you might need some quick cash. Guess what? This plan is going to give it to you within the accumulation account.
Yeah. Think about how this provides firewalls and options for so
many of the
problems.
You've got it, firewalls.
Yeah,
you're right.
For so many of the problems, and we're talking about what to do with these gains in the market. The market is very high, and we talked about what's the possibility of a correction, or, you know, what do we know what the market's going to do over the next 5, 10, 15 years. It makes sense to take some of this money at this high point and put it into some programs that are going to insure you for your retirement and whatever comes up in the future. This sounds like a program that fits those needs.
That's exactly right. In the right circumstance, and again, for someone who's 4 years to retirement, it's not going to work because this needs time for accumulation. And that's why I stressed it's for the younger individual, the professional, the business owner, the well-compensated employee who wants to protect what he or she has and will have in the future. And, you know, what does all this come down to, Lou, when we talk about pre- and post-retirement planning, all the strategies and the programs that we have? It's all about the right planning and the right plan for the individual, depending upon their age,
right,
their goals, their objectives. And that's what we're speaking about. It doesn't matter whether you're 38 or 88. You know, that whatever the needs happen to be, we can address them. In fact, I just had a meeting this week. I was mentioning a person with whom I remember I mentioned in the first part of the program, person with whom I met last year. Mm-hmm. Well, he's in his in his early 80s. So it doesn't, you know, and
there's a plan for him, too.
Yes, there is, based upon what he wants to accomplish in this case, he or she. So the point being made, it's about proper planning. It's about, regardless of what's to be done, it's about mitigating or eliminating risk, eliminating volatility. And if the concerns are there, reach out to me. I can hear it in the music in the background. And that's 877-720-9500. That's 877-720-9500. Or get to the website. You'll be very pleased with it. It's informational. You can reach me through there at incomeforlifeplanning.com. Lou, again, another week, another program went by so quickly.
Yes.
Next week, I didn't get a chance, we're going to do a quiz. We're going to have a retirement quiz, the eight things most Americans don't know about retirement. We'll get to that in the first half next week.
All right, great. We'll see you then.
Wishing everyone well. Lou, stay safe, and everyone else who's listening, and we'll be with you next week. Thank you.
There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't